You're about to listen to the newest family member of SeavillePodcast.com. It's Dr. Tripp Stewart from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital here in Charlottesville. Dr. Tripp Stewart will give you tips and information you need that can help for your pet safety. Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital is open 365 days a year, including 24-hour coverage on all major holidays.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Tripp Stewart again from Greenbrier Emergency Animal Hospital, trying to present another informative podcast. I hope you enjoy these. Today, I want to talk about an obvious one because summer is here in Charlottesville. It's been about over 100 degrees, 95 degrees for the past week. And I want to talk to you about heat stroke in dogs specifically. So heat stroke is really just a situation when any animal's body temperature rises way above their normal body temperature and you need to get them some veterinary care. I'm not going to go into the definitions of it, but that's pretty much it. Animals don't sweat. They don't efficiently cool themselves. Cats are usually cold temperature animals, and dogs, for the most part, are northern animals as well. And they've got big fur coats. As you can imagine, these animals are not they're not set up to be in the summer heat that we get in Virginia, or for any matter, in anywhere in North America. They don't easily cool their body temperature. They pant, they drink a lot of water, they move around, but it's just not efficient. It's not like people. They have no environmental access to change. So we can turn on the air conditioner, we can get under shade, we can roll down the windows. They can't do any of that. And just as a rule of thumb, if you're in a car for 3 minutes with the windows cracked, that car can get to 140, 150 degrees, and the animals can't move around, they can't cool themselves off. And that's really a problem. So I want to stress heat stroke most often occurs, like I just said, in cars. But it can occur outdoors too. Concrete runs, areas without shade, no water. If you leave a huge water bowl and your dog sitting outside without any shade, there's a chance that water bowl could be turned over. There's a chance that the dog chases a squirrel and exercises too much and doesn't have the ability to cool off afterwards. So just keep these things in mind when we're talking about heat stroke today. I want to stress no quick errands. I don't want anyone to put the dog in a car and go on a quick errand for 2 minutes even. That is a death sentence to some animals. So what animals are most commonly affected by heat stroke? And the answer is dogs. Older dogs, overweight dogs, dogs with any kind of airway compromise like laryngeal paralysis or what we call brachiocephalic dogs. These are pug-nosed dogs, short-faced dogs, bulldogs, pugs, French and English bulldogs, any of those kind of dogs that have that kind of breathing problem, those dogs are not going to be able to efficiently pant. And the pant is the only way these dogs can actually discharge heat in any kind of method. So what are the signs you're looking for? You're looking for, obviously, increased panting, salivation, listlessness. Vomiting and diarrhea are almost always accompanying this at some point. Tremors, unconsciousness. And you can even see your dog completely flat out or near dead or even dead. And these symptoms can go on. If you've got a 4, 5, 6 minute episode of extreme heat, you can have symptoms start even 4, 5, and 6 hours afterwards. But the most important thing is to keep your dog out of these situations. So what happens if you do get in this situation? Well, first thing you do is obviously call your veterinarian or call your emergency room. Greenbrier is open after hours, so you can call us if it's a weekend. But if it's during the day, call your local vet. Start cooling your animal. Now, you don't want to cool them too fast. You want to use something like a water spray or a hose or a heavy fan. What you don't want to do is put your dog in an ice bath. You don't want to rapidly drop the body temperature. You want to dampen paws, dampen stomach, dampen ears, offer the dogs something to drink. Very often they can't drink anything. Their mouths are swollen, but they just don't have the consciousness to do that. But you want to offer them to drink. Don't use ice. Don't use ice packs. Don't use anything that's going to really freeze your dog up fast. Rapid decline in temperatures is just as dangerous as the incline in temperature. So keep your dog calm, obviously, because you don't want them to get hotter while you're trying to cool them off. Don't, you know, drag them by their leash to the backyard and hose them down because they're going to get worse. At the emergency room or the vet office, what you're going to find is that we're going to cool your animal down in a monitored and controlled setting where we do it by degree, by minutes, you know, degree every 15 or degree every hour. We're going to start them on IV fluids immediately. This is going to rehydrate. It's going to thin the blood. It's going to cool the animals down. We're going to often hospitalize these animals for several days because, like I said, some of these symptoms can occur, you know, in the first few minutes, but they can be lingering for 24 to 48 hours. Side effects of heat stroke, you know, can be liver and kidney shutdown, GI problems, central nervous system problem, bleeding disorders, clotting disorders. I mean, there's a whole host of diseases that can come from heat stroke. We're going to monitor these animals very carefully. We're almost always going to put them on some kind of stomach protectants because the gastrointestinal system is one of the first to slough and to cause problems as a side effect to heat stroke. And after the first 12 to 48 hours, when the critical period's over, we usually can say the animal's going to be okay and release them if nothing major's happened, and they can go home. You know, this is a situation in the summer where we're going to see a lot of these animals, and they're always preventable, and that's the most important thing. Heat stroke is not a disease that you catch. It's not a disease that, you know, neighbor's going to give you. It's just a preventable disease that you can really help. So if you see any animal in this condition or you know your animal's in it, please do not hesitate to call the vet office, Greenbrier Emergency, or your local vet. Visit us on the web at www.greenbrier-emergency.com for more information. Hope this helps.